Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. It's Dame Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is for you to win with life, money, and business. And so it is so good to be with you here again, and we'll be together just for a short time on today, as literally our family and I are traveling together, and you know, Caden has a birthday party. A friend of his is doing a 3-day event. When did we start doing 3-day birthday turnips at 14? I don't know, but we're going to hang out and have a good time with our family. And as we are wrapping up to close out, how to get unstuck with mud. A lot of people are identifying with this. And, you know, we're talking about being stuck in the ideas of money, undervaluing yourself. And this last one is a big one, is distractions. Why? Because when you begin to look at distractions, you want to know that distractions are something that you must be very aware of. And like everything else that may hinder us or slow us down from walking in our true purpose, God already gave us an answer. But we have to be aware of distractions because it can become a total detour to experiencing the best, the abundance of life. Our scripture is going to be coming out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verses 25 through 27. And I want us to go to the Lord first, as we are just so grateful for this time. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today because today is the day you've made, and we're glad, we're joyous, we're here in the land of the living. Heavenly Father, your grace and your mercy, your word says, endures forever. And we're thankful for that. What would we do without grace? We know we couldn't earn it because many a times we get distracted, off track of what you've told us to do. Lord, we want to pursue the life that you already set aside for us. You said in the book of Jeremiah that the plans that you've had for us before we were formed in our mother's womb was to prosper us, for us to do good, for good hope. But we need to align with that thought process for ourselves. Help us, Holy Spirit, to gain insight on how to ditch distractions and get unstuck with this mud. We want to live a good life. We want to add value to others. We know distractions will come, and so will trials and tribulations. But what we're asking for is not for you to remove those, because that's how we grow. But help us to move forward through them, learning the lessons as quickly as possible. We honor you and bless you and seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And, you know, let's hop right into the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verses 25 through 27. And the word says, let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyelid look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot from evil. Now, this here will help us to understand that distractions are not necessarily something that someone is being to us, doing to us. It's something that a person is allowing. Now, I could remember doing a series a few years ago talking about ditch the distractions and get focused, get laser focused. And we talked about those races in a horse with the blinders on that the master of that horse put on it to make sure that the horse does not look to the left or right, that they look straight ahead. Now, if a master can do that to a horse, and many a times the horses could stay on track to win a race. Remember, those horses, they don't even really know what the rewards are. Their masters are the ones who actually get the reward. They make the money or whatever. The horse is just doing what it was told to do by the master. What if we were to acknowledge that same thing to make sure that we're not detouring from what God has for us, set aside for us to create success? When you begin to think about a distraction, it happens in the interim of the day, because you don't get distracted when you're sleeping unless someone wakes you up. But while you're really sleeping, you're not distracted. Your mind is at rest, and maybe you're having dreams or what have you, but you're not distracted. You get to sleep. But while you are awake, you get to choose what you do with each and every waking hour. We all get those 24 hours in a day. 8 hours of sleep, 8 hours on whatever job or whatever thing that you're doing right now, and 8 hours to work your dream. So even if you would say, I'm working my job and it's a distraction, use that job to leverage lessons and gain skills and knowledge in the process to build your dream. Sure, the job might be stressful and maybe underpaying you, but what are you doing with those 8 hours to build your dream? At the end of the day, you'll never move past, get over any distraction you haven't first identified. Are you measuring what you're doing with your day? Are you measuring what you're doing with your talent? Are you measuring what you do with your treasure? More than likely, these people, places, or things, whatever you're calling distractions, again, are things that you're allowing, including if that person is you, that chitter chatter you're having in your mind. I want you to really take a look at where your focus is. True focus cannot be distracted. When time is already allocated for, just like money, just like your talent, when it's already allocated for, that space is already taken. Distractions happen where there are many gaps or lapses of time. You got to get busy getting busy. Busy with a very clear and focused goal. And then everything you're doing in the day, even if it's taking a rest, even if it's taking some time to meditate, even if it's taking, it's all going toward your goals. Knowing what your priorities are has everything to do with the goals. Those priorities are going to define every decision you make. It's going to decide how you're going to live. It's going to decide where you put your money. It's going to decide all those things, those priorities. And it can also decide that you will not allow distractions as we are working on a new way of thinking, I'm seeing women, oh my mercy, we just opened up the digital doors of Pink Millionaire Club. We were supposed to close the cart, but surprise, we had to keep it open because it was mom's birthday. We're doing the turn up. Now we're traveling. We got all these things going on. And I'm like, you know what? I hadn't even had time to be able to have conversations and things like that. And people are, you know, upgrading on their own. They're doing all these things. And I'm saying, wow, people are getting it. They understand that they need to be in an environment that focus and priorities of success are key. They're betting on themselves. And I can already see so many women getting just unlocked, unleashed, and never being undervalued again. Just by a decision to not be distracted by the economy, their past situations, what have you. They're getting on board. Not with me, but for themselves. Guys, you can go to pinkmillionaireclub.com because as we're rolling in this, this is going to be pretty much the last time you'll hear me for a little bit as we're reorganizing and being very keen in what God is telling me to do. I have to be focused and make sure that the seed is being sown on fertile ground for people who could succeed, the succession planning of those who are going to go out in the earth and do not only what God told me to do, but what God told them to do. And I'm excited for that. Hey, gotta go. Gotta get ready for our flight as we're positioning ourselves for Pink Millionaire Club. Our first meeting was fire. I can only just imagine what God is going to do in the lives of those women who decided they didn't want to be stuck with mud anymore. I love you. God bless you and see you soon.